Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 86, switching from Windows XP. So for today's episode, I wanted to at least cover... So let's say you have a older machine that's running Windows XP, you still use it because it works for you, you do your web browsing, your email checking, YouTubing, Netflix, whatever you may do, it just works because... You don't really need anything newer. Well, the downside is that Microsoft is no longer going to be supporting Windows XP, at least on the consumer end. If you're on the business end and you have the money to pay them for regular updates and support, then you have that option, but at least for regular consumers like you and me, it's no longer an option. So what choice do you have? Because, I mean, for the most part, people have their machines connected to the internet, and there's always that security issue. So without getting those regular updates, what other options are there? So let's say you're still not sure what kind of new machine you want, so you still want to rely on your old machine. Or for the most part, you just use it because you keep it because you want something basic and just there. So that's where Linux comes in. It is a free alternative to using Windows XP. It has many of the features and functionalities that Windows XP offers, and for the most part, many other newer operating systems, but works for older machines very well. So there's many, many various flavors that you can get. So there's Ubuntu, Mandriva, Red Hat, Debian, and all of that. So whatever you want is available for you. When you do start up the installation, I recommend doing a live CD boot, which is an option on many of them, where you can check out the interface, see if it's something you like, something that'll work, so you can check the disk as well before you install, make sure it'll install on your machine. And I speak on this from experience because, for example, I tried installing Ubuntu, but the disk didn't really like working on my machine, even though I toggled various settings and that sort of thing. So I was able to come down to using Debian, which actually works nicely. So that's the beauty of it. You can get similar experiences from different people where the configurations are changeable to work on different systems. Checking sites like linuxdistro.org, I believe the link is, I'll have it in the show notes, will provide a breakdown of and screenshots of the different operating systems, what benefits they provide, what's included, what's not included, so you know exactly what's available to you. But the breakdown as far as what Linux provides that some people may not know is that it has alternatives to popular software. So if you are a Microsoft Office user and you want word processing, spreadsheets, presentations, that sort of thing, there are services like OpenOffice and LibreOffice for software offline use that you can create your documents with. As always, there is Google Docs, which I have mentioned on previous posts, that provide that accessibility so your documents are always in sync. As far as browsers go, there's Google's Chrome browser and Mozilla's Firefox are available. Most of the open source there are open source alternatives to Firefox, so you don't necessarily have to install it and you don't have to go out and find a new browser. These are updated equally as regularly, so you have that option as well. You don't have to necessarily get another browser, but if you want Chrome or if you want Firefox, those are available. If you use Dropbox like I do, then they have their software as well. I'm not 100% sure on how Drive is available. It is a bit tricky, but the web interface works nicely, so you can have your documents synced there as well. If there are Windows programs that you do have to have installed on your desktop, let's say you do it is software that you use offline, but you need to use it, you can try using what's called Wine. It's a Windows interface installer that lets you install certain programs natively into Linux as if they were a Linux program or Linux software. If the compatibility is not available, then you can set up a virtual machine, for example, using VirtualBox, which is a free piece of software, and you can install Windows XP that way. If you're worried about security on the software or your virtual machine getting infected, you can make sure that the internet connection is not available to the VirtualBox, so it's a pure offline virtual machine. As far as the Wine compatibility, if you go to, I believe, WineHQ, www.ecosystemsoftware.com. I'll have that link as well. You can see what software is compatible if it was tested at all, and see if it works or will work based on other users trying it out. If there's no information in there, you can try installing it anyway, see if it works and doesn't work, and what issues you may have, or then basically just to test it out, see if it works or doesn't work. If you're not sure if your program will work, also another thing to check is to see if they have a Linux version available already. Maybe they already have developed it because they have enough of a user base or want to make sure that their software is available. And then doing a search in most of the Linux distributions software stores, you can see if there are other compatible or similar apps available or programs available to do the same thing. So if you're searching for word processing or browsers, you can search and see what's already available that, as far as updates are submitted through the, for example, Debian or Ubuntu software packages, to get regular updates that way as well. So this is probably a lot of different information, but if you need help or have questions or anything like that, you can always contact me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com or find me on Twitter at PatelN01, or leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find more shows like this and other shows on at geek-io.com, or you can also fill out our online contact form if you want to get in touch with me that way as well. But let's say you're in the mood to actually buy that new system. You realize that you're going to try out Linux, but it's only a temporary measure and you want something more permanent. Maybe it's time for that new machine, faster, more up-to-date machine. Then visit our friends over at Puget Systems. They'll help you build whatever kind of system fits your budget and whatever kind of specs you want. So their systems can be built to be as powerful as to be able to do video editing, playing the latest video games at the latest frame rates, and all of that good stuff. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/PUGET to get started on building your custom system today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.